So I'm in the grocery store the other day, and I'm picking up a dropped apple in the produce section, and this old fucker farts right in my face. I could fucking taste that shit.
Sensible, adjective, having, using, or showing good sense or sound judgment.
I'm not a classy guy.
Come on, two words, nipple belt.
You look like peaches and syrup.
I think Amber would look good scalped.
Not sensible.
Sensible people.
What's up, Sensible Nation? How you guys doing today? Is that what we're calling everybody?
Our audience? Yeah.
I guess that's what you're calling
that's
them.
That's what we're calling. You guys are now the Sensible Nation. We are sensible people. We are a new podcast, and we've got a fun theme for today's show. It's sensibility comes with age. But before that, a word from our sponsor.
There's that dreadful sound we're all familiar with. To make matters worse, you get yourself out of bed, look down, and realize there's no escape. It's here. There she is. Your mom's friend you've been scoping out for years. She's sitting there sipping that Cosmo, wearing a skin-tight miniskirt with a low-cut blouse. She sees you from across the room and jumps up to give you a hug that she always gives you when she sees you. The hug is long and almost awkward. She finally lets go, and you look down. There's no escape. It's here. Look at you, Mr. All-American jean shorts and American flag shirt. You're the life of the party, grilling all day, drinking beers, and having fun. You decide it's time to take a nice swim in the pool with the rest of the party. You swim over to your friend and his wife. You take one glance at those nicely purchased tits and realize there's no escape. It's here. Don't worry, men. The cure is here. Say goodbye to the accidental boner. Long gone are the days of simply pulling it into your waistband. Quit trying to crack it like a glow stick and no more tying your sweatshirt around your waist. The accidental boner is no match for Limpies. With Limpies, simply take one pill and watch that stubborn son of a bitch shrink like a cotton shirt in the wash. Life just got better.
Side effects of Limpies include but are not limited to erection lasting 10 days, not being able to get an erection for 30 days, blisters, irritation, and scabs. If you experience any of these side effects, please consult your family doctor.
Remember, with Limpies, life just got better.
That's one hell of a sponsor. I don't know about you guys, but...
Amber's securing quite the sponsors for this show.
Nice work, Amber.
Good work, I only get the best.
Keep working, Amber. All right, let's hear. Where'd this come from?
Yeah, so, you know, the other day, I'm going into the local grocery store, and actually before that happened, what I was saying in the beginning is I park the car and I get out, and there's this old fucker in front of me walking in at the same time. He's right ahead of me.
Like how old?
I'm talking probably like mid-70s, high-70s.
Okay.
And... right away, when I get out, he starts farting. And, you know, it's the walking farts. We've all gotten the walking farts.
You hear him or you smell him? Sorry to interrupt.
I didn't smell him, but I could hear him.
All right.
Is he looking around, seeing if anyone can hear him?
He's taking a straight beeline right to the grocery store door. And it was like 10 walking farts. And I'm right behind him. So already I'm pissed off going into the store. And doesn't look behind, doesn't say sorry, doesn't laugh. He's stone-faced. So I go in, I get my grocery cart, go through some aisles, and I end up in the produce section. The old fuckers in the produce section. So I'm getting some apples. I like apples. He's getting the oranges. So I'm picking out the apples, and I drop one on the floor.
Mistake one.
Yeah, mistake one. I mean, a 10-second rule. But so I'm picking up the apple, and as I'm picking up the apple, he's right next to me, and I bend down, and he farts right in my face. And I'm talking like we're talking like 6 inches away. It went right into my mouth. I think he was eating what are those, like sour cream and onion chips?
Oh,
because
so good.
That's what I tasted. So my question, though, is he doing it on purpose and like just doesn't give a fuck? Or are these old people, they fart and they just don't hear it?
Again, he didn't acknowledge it at all. He didn't
look at acknowledge
you.
It. Didn't give me a smile. I'd rather have him look at me and give me that, you know. That,
like a little evil smirk.
Like that Grinch smile. Yeah, like right. When the Grinch stole Christmas. That slow, like, yeah, deal with it,
but
fucker.
If he had apologized to you, would you have forgiven him? What would you have said back? Like, no problem, man.
You know,
give me some more.
I guess I'd probably just say, you know, I don't know. I'd look at him really weird, Amber.
Well, what was your reaction when this happened? Like, obviously,
I looked right up at him, and he's grabbing bags of oranges, doesn't look at me. He clearly knows I'm looking at him, but it looked at him like, excuse me.
But here's the thing. Like, so he either doesn't give a shit, to your point, or, you know, he just doesn't even know he's leaking.
That's what I mean. So that's what I'm struggling with. Is that, what is it? Does he know or is he leaking?
I've got a little take on this, but Do you have any other fart stories that are like relevant? I mean, yeah. I'm trying to play this out in my head. Maybe circumstances are different for,
yeah,
you know, but different older individuals.
So. I've found, and I struggled with it, is that I feel the old people fart in public all the time, and I don't understand. And it's going back to the same question: is do they know or do they just not care? I used to work with this older lady all the time. I'm a smoker, so we go out and have smoke breaks. I'd light her cigarette, and here comes a little squeaker, you're letting out the air of a balloon, and she's dead faced, looks at me like no, there's no, so she doesn't
it's
care.
It's kind of hard to tell then, right?
Yeah.
You're outside, you're getting air anyway.
But you know, I will say, she did have a little lean. She had little butt cheeks, but.
What, like a leg lift?
No, we were standing, but she would lean a little on her left foot, so. I'm thinking she was more on purpose, but I just come across this.
She knew it was coming then. If you do the lean, you know it's coming.
Yeah, but her
lean.
You're
separating the butt
cheeks. She's leaning like a cholo.
She was a small lady, and if it was windy, the wind would push her over. So I don't know. I don't know. I'm struggling with it.
Did it give her a little propulsion into the air?
Kind of. You know, but I don't know.
So that one's hard to judge. You really don't know.
Yeah, I have a good story from when I was a CNA. I don't know if you guys know this, but I was a CNA for about 1 week before
I quit.
Explain
to the audience what a CNA is, please.
A CNA is a certified nursing assistant. I thought that's what I was going to go into before I realized that I was terrible at it.
I didn't know that.
So when you're a CNA, one of the big parts of your jobs is helping people get from their wheelchair and into their bed. Yeah. And to do that, you have to take a belt and you put it around them and you put it around yourself. And they grab the belt to transfer it just in case.
Wait, hold on. Are you ass to crotch or like ass to ass? How
no,
are you
you're front. You're crotch to crotch. You're front to front.
Oh,
but in this scenario, this man was not. He was not tiny enough to do crotch to crotch. So I had to do crotch to butt, and his butt was to my crotch. So I lift him out of his wheelchair, and all of a sudden a boop poot comes out, and I could feel the air on my thigh. Not only that, but then he goes, I think you're going to have to change me.
Oh man. Were you wearing bare legs or was this like,
no, I was in the scrubs. I was in the scrubs. Okay.
So he completely just sharted.
Yeah.
You.
So he knew it was coming. So didn't give me any warning.
And he just didn't give a shit.
No, not
so
at
I think,
all.
I think it's kind of like twofold. It's like some people, you know, just don't give a shit. And some people maybe are a little, you know, lost in their own world at that age that they don't even know what's happening.
I think in Amber's case, I think the guy just got excited. I mean, if I was that old and some chick was picking me up on my wheelchair, I'd get excited.
Oh, that
and
does happen. There was another time when you're a CNA, you also have to help older people go to the bathroom. And I had a man named Peter, and he was 102 years old. He was in pretty good shape, actually, for 102. And when you have to clean up an old man after he's gone to the bathroom, you do have to wipe his penis off with a special foaming gel. So I had his penis
so
in my
they're
hand.
They're getting free hand jobs.
Oh, yeah. I had his penis in my hand. Free he looks handies. Down on me and he goes, you like what you're holding there?
Was he full salute?
No. It half? Was like There's it was no like way. Weirdly swollen. It was so odd.
I want to sign up where these guys are at.
It was
well,
terrible.
Don't they say that, you know, nursing homes and the likes are kind of like one of the highest locations for STDs? Because like at
active.
That age, like your significant other is, you know, most likely perished at that point. They're just, you want to keep living, right? So you're just fucking everything you see.
Why not?
Right? And there's no worry in STD. You're going to fucking die anyways. If you get crabs, who gives a shit at that point?
What do you think is the most popular position with, let's just say, 70 and older?
Oh, man. Well,
it's hard.
Classic missionary, doggy.
Oh,
what
but missionary, that takes a lot of arm strength.
Yeah,
sometimes.
I don't think they can get like up on top of each other and then like off each other.
Maybe
that's a lot.
Maybe
of
like the sideways lean where you're both just like laying on your side.
There
oh,
is,
yeah, you're right. That's a good
the
one.
The lazy one.
Yeah, lying down.
There is railings with all their toilets.
Oh.
So maybe the guy's sitting on the toilet using the railing and a little reverse cowgirl or.
That's not. Yeah, yeah. It's a good point. It's a good point. So I think it's, you know, it's different for each individual once you get to that age or a certain age, anyways. But for me personally, I just want to say I look forward to being an old fuck because here's the thing. When you're that age, you've done your time, right? Like I said. So you have the right and the privilege, as long as your mind is still there, to really fuck with people. Because
sure.
I think there's a certain sensibility, if you will, no pun intended, with trying to make sure that you treat your elders with respect
yes.
and like care for them. Mm-hmm. In a manner that
they take advantage of them.
But yeah, so I would totally take advantage of that and really make it awkward for people. I look forward to those days. So you're sitting at dinner table. Instead, actually, George Carlin has a great thing because he has the same mentality I do, where the late, great George said he just looked forward to the day where he could sit around a table and just be like, who are you people and where the fuck is my unicorn? And everybody thinks he's lost his mind, but he's just fucking
it's
with them.
It's cute at that point, you know?
Right, right. So everybody's like, oh, it's just some grandpa. But I would love to just fuck with people. What I always tell B, my wife, I'm in a grocery store at that age, you know, 80, picking up some apples like Ryan apparently does. And I'm just sitting there like, just like yelling, like shouting, like you're completely lost your fucking mind at some young kid. Probably scare the shit out of him.
Wouldn't know what
just
to do.
Grabbing like a little 6-year-old by the shirt. Right?
And you can't get mad at them.
So for me, it's like, you can't get mad at them. So for me, it's like, I look forward to that day because I would be the one that farted right in Ryan's mouth so he could taste it. And I would just see, I'd probably smirk because I knew damn well what I did. But I think he knew what he did. And he's just used to doing it. And he just went home.
Yeah, he knows.
Yeah. I agree with you. As much as old people annoy me a lot of the times, I still envy and can't wait to be their age and just not give a shit.
Yeah, I mean, so think about retirement, right? So you've got all the time in the world at that point. So I see all these guys. I've got this pool in my subdivision I may have referenced before. So no matter what day of the week it is, you see these fucking guys in their 80s. They look like they're Sicilians. They're dark as, you know, dark as night, but these guys are white. The only reason they're this dark is because they're like professional tanners, basically. They just sit out there camping, and they're like fucking pure leather. You know what I'm talking about?
For sure. It's like beef jerky.
You don't need SPF when you're 80.
I guess not. I mean, you know, you don't worry about skin cancer, I guess, at that point. Because honestly, once you hit 80, like, you're going to fucking die at some point. I guess
for sure.
Not in the... I guess that 102 had like another 22 years in them, but...
As long as their skin doesn't look like... Remember Pearl from Blade, that big, fat, fucking vampire, and they shine the UV light on it? I loved Pearl. Listen to him squeal.
So hot.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Well, so there's this whole thing about, you know, people when they retire, they can enjoy themselves. We're talking about these guys that just look like professional tanners because that's all they do. They just lay around, they golf outside, they move to Florida, Arizona, California, get that heat and turn to pure leather. On the other side of things, you've got some people who completely lose their sensibility once they get to a certain age. And we know, you know, dementia is a real thing. Alzheimer's is a real thing. But some people, like, they don't have these sicknesses, illnesses, and they just become these old, disgruntled, fucking, like, begrudging people. And I don't know. How do you feel about that?
I know. Sometimes it just feels like they have an excuse to be rude just because they're old. My grandparents are actually like this. I love them to death. They are so nice to me, but I will not go out to eat with them anymore.
Why is that?
A couple months ago, we went to the Olive Garden. They have a great senior citizen discount. Everyone likes a deal when you're over 55. Delicious breadsticks. And the waitress made a little joke, and I don't remember what it was, but as soon as she walked away, my grandma was like, she is so stupid. How could she think that we would relate to that? I hate this waitress. And I was like, Grandma, what are you saying here? And they just started bitching about the waitress. The waitress whips her head around, looks directly at me, and I was like, Grandma, just because you can't hear doesn't mean everyone else in this restaurant can't hear what you're saying.
I like your grandma already. Completely
get
sensible.
Get her on the show.
She's a sensible person.
You've been replaced, Amber.
She's paying for a service. If the waiter's not performing the service at top-notch level, you got to bitch at her.
So did she know that she was her? Or you're saying
no,
she didn't think
the waitress could hear what she was saying, but she was shouting. But she has hearing aids, so she didn't realize that everyone else could hear what she was saying.
That goes back to my original point. Your grandma's yelling, she can't hear. Your grandma could be farting and she can't hear either. Yeah.
That's true.
You take a bite of a breadstick, let a little leaker out, and
oh my God. You see, I feel like I always see these old disgruntled people, and I hope I don't get like that. I want to act like I'm one of those disgruntled people. But I don't want to be like so
you
miserable.
You
want to
be funny.
Right,
you don't want
to
be rude.
People, I mean, I see these people all the time. It's so funny. I've got people in my neighborhood. They they're living back in their glory days. They think they're like the sheriff of my cul-de-sac. And they're like, you know, when I first moved in, they come bitch at me about like how far my fucking garbage can and my recycling can on the curb. Like, come on. Okay. Yeah, I'll really mind that. You know, it's like sometimes these old people just, they lose their sensibility to a point where they're so disgruntled and they just make shit up to keep themselves busy. Mm-hmm. It's like, come on. Like, do you really care about that? Did you used to care about it? No.
Same thing. I'm in a golf league and I play against older guys all the time in the 70s. And they have to do everything by the rule. It wasn't legal to hold the flag for your partner there. Get the fuck off my fucking green. I'm kicking your ass. You hit it about 100 yards. I don't care what you have to say.
No, I totally agree with you. Not like, sensible.
No, we give putts. You know, if you're around a foot or two, you say pick it up or whatever. These fuckers won't give me a putt.
Yeah, I would say that's the thing about older people is sometimes they feel like they know all that there is to know. But that's definitely not the case when you're a teen. And sometimes when you're a teen, you go to the internet to ask questions about growing up. And we actually have a few questions here from Yahoo Answers that we're going to have Ryan and Taylor answer to help some of these teens and some of these teen-based questions, some parents of teens, figure out how to grow.
And so, mind it, guys, Taylor and I have not seen any of these questions, so it's a complete surprise.
These are on-the-spot answers. We're going to give you our best sensible answers right here.
I wish we had the internet, you know, as teens and junior high kids to
We had the internet, just not
barely.
Yeah. Where were you living?
I had to put the AOL disc in and hear the dial-up noise.
So this first question comes from a teenage boy, so you guys might be able to relate, and he asks...
Who's this to?
We can both
answer. Yeah, you guys can both answer.
Give it a shot.
Too much masturbation more than twice a day can cause irritable bowel syndrome?
IBS from fucking jerking it?
Yeah, so he's wondering if his IBS is from jerking
it. Yes. Mm-hmm.
I mean, there is a correlation.
Is there? I mean, all right.
Is it causing him stress or?
Here's the answer I would provide. Stop sticking shit up your ass.
I don't think there's any way that IBS is tied in with jerking it too much.
You think it's safe to do as much as you want?
Yeah.
I mean, as long as you could pump, but you know, you pump too much, there's sometimes blisters, scabs, whatnots.
Something that Limpies could help you with?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
But there's no, I don't know what this guy is doing. I agree with Taylor. I think something else is going on.
Yeah. It's not masturbating.
So our next question comes from a parent of a teenager, and he asks, am I wrong for being mad that I caught my wife and daughter twerking? Why would my wife allow my 14-year-old daughter to twerk?
What a slut. The mom I'm together. Talking about.
They were twerking together?
They were twerking
so
together.
So she's like teaching her, basically.
Mm-hmm.
This is my theory. This is my answer for the guy. Definitely watch your wife's shit, because what I think is happening is the wife is preparing the daughter to be her wingman. And the mom's going to want to take the daughter out to get the younger guys. And she wants to make sure that daughter is twerking and she's shaking that ass. So then she could take her side hustle and be the wingman. That dad has got a problem on his hands.
I'm in line with Ryan. My answer is same as Ryan's. Unless, have you seen these twerk outs? It's a new, incredible. Like, you know, it's a workout fad.
Instagram.
Yeah. Fantastic to watch. Right. So, these twerk outs, unless you're doing twerk outs together through, you know, some kind of Apple TV app for exercise or whatever, you don't do it.
No.
Those are some pretty sensible answers. So the next one is kind of a coming of age question. And he asks, is a 14-year-old boy who sneaks out to the countryside a child? And he elaborated a little bit. He said, on Christmas Eve, December 23rd, I had just turned 14. I took a bus out to the countryside. I had managed to turn off my location services, so I couldn't get caught. I told my mom I was just walking around the neighborhood. The bus back to the suburbs never came, though, so I took an Uber back. And yes, I had the money for it. Does that make me a young adult or still a child?
Just because he can kind of go do something on his own and get back on his own? No, I think any moron could take an Uber back.
Right?
I mean, like, yeah.
The guy sounds like a moron, though.
Yeah.
Like,
what did he do in the countryside?
Nothing. Just bummed around.
Count stars.
Yeah.
Thought about his hit list. Like,
I yeah.
My answer is you're a fucking moron.
Yeah, you sound like a complete loser. Get some friends.
Next.
This next one I know you guys will relate to. Grounded my 15-year-old son for 8 months. Is this okay? He stole $2,500 from me and my husband and used it on FanDuel.
Completely sensible.
Sensible. We love FanDuel.
He thought right away, I could double up.
Right.
That's what I would think.
I mean, shit, if you enter in a GPP, like big tournament, win a fucking mill, you'll give your dad and mom the money back, right?
Yeah.
Maybe. You know what? Maybe.
Reach out to him. I'd like to play him in a match.
I will let him know.
That, you know, that would be one of the first things if I just got $2,500. I would gamble it in some way.
Right.
I mean, even if we're just playing dice in the alley. Yeah.
And our final question comes from a guy who could really use your guys' help. He says, a girl I like told me I was non-threatening when I raised the issue that she was undressing before me and I could see her naked breast. Does that mean she would ever sleep with me?
Meaning just because he saw her naked, but she didn't know?
No, she was fine with him seeing her naked.
Like she gets topless, but she doesn't think.
She's not concerned.
Mm. She doesn't think that he's like a threat to want to fuck her. Mm. You're mistaken, lady.
Yeah. So
he's a threat unless he's gay. He's a threat. So my answer would be you're in trouble because she's already friended you. She's already put you in the friend zone. And if she really doesn't think you're a threat, you probably have some gayish or feminine tendencies, right?
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah. So,
but I don't know. I still don't really fully understand the question. Okay, he sees her naked. She knows. Is he a threat?
She's totally cool with him seeing her naked.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't think that.
So she's friend zoned him. But yes. He wants to know, is there still a chance for him?
I think you're fucked at that point. You know what? You just got to drop trowel and see how it goes.
Yeah. At the very least, snap a picture.
Yeah.
Have it forever.
Right.
Well, thank you guys for those answers. We will get them right back to these people, and I'm sure they're going to appreciate it. I'm sure it's going to help them a lot.
I sure hope so.
Yeah, I think so.
Alrighty, guys. Today is a special day. Today is our fantasy draft for women over 60. This is a fun thing we do every freaking year. Last year, I won the league, and league rules are whoever wins that league, an individual from that person's team is required to come and sit on your face.
Is that why Amber hasn't won yet?
She's a little reluctant to win. But, you know, league rules are league rules. So these are women. We're drafting a team of women over 60 that we find hot. We've got six league members, same amount of members as last year's league. And for the audience, we're going to record round one, and then we're going to do rounds 2 through 5, the remaining rounds offline. But we thought we'd have a little fun and record round one for you guys and see how it goes. So I was fortunate enough to have picked the first slot. So I've got this year's first pick in the draft. And I will say I'm very excited because this lady took me to the promised land last year. My first pick is Christy Brinkley. I think she's the unanimous, hands-down, number one lady over 60. She is 63 years old, and what a fox. Sports Illustrated back in the day. I would say she even looks better now than she does when she was like 30 or 20.
You know, I'm flipping through her pictures right now, and I don't think there's a question. I would take her now at whatever. Is she 63,
63,
64?
63, yeah.
Not a question. I'd take her now than when she was in her 20s.
You showing wood?
I'm going to take my limpies.
She's a very solid choice. I think any woman would be lucky to look even a quarter of good as her at any age. Gorgeous.
Well, here's the thing.
Unfair that you have number one pick because this, it
almost takes me, I mean, it guarantees a few victories for me during the year. Right?
I can't stop flipping through these photos.
Well, I feel really lucky. Pick number two, rather, is going to be Amber.
Yeah, so I've picked two, and remember, guys, that I play for fun. I don't play to win, so I'm going for Miss.
If you accidentally win,
we want Amber to win because we will record that live on our podcast.
Oh, Instagram live.
One of her players happens to sit on her face.
This year, I'm going for Kathy Lee Gifford from the Today Show. They're sighing, but she gives them a little perk up every morning when she comes on.
She's got good some looking, nice knockers. She's like, how old is she? She's got to be
She's
like
64.
64.
She looks good for 60. 64. Yeah. I mean.
And remember, she comes as a pair with Hoda. If that changes your mind at all.
You get the
two for one. Hoda comes in at the flex position.
Yeah, they never leave each other's sides.
All right, not that. A bad pick. I mean,
what about, does it come with Regis too? Because he swoops in for sure. I think that drove Frank to his death.
All right, pick number three is Ryan.
So I think I got a little sleeper in the draft here. I know Christy Brinkley is the unanimous number one. There's no doubt. But I think with my pick, there's some value here. And she's, you know, might be deep in somebody's draft order or rankings, but she's right up there with me. And I'm going Dolly Parton with those big fucking knockers.
Dolly Parton?
Yeah, what do you mean Dolly Parton? She got a breast reduction and those, she'd still float in the deep end.
She does have the voice of an angel.
That's a reach. Big reach.
Reach? Guaranteed she's scoring 6 touchdowns a week. I'm looking at her pictures and my, oh my.
Wow. All right, pick number 4. We've got a gentleman named Sonny Patel. Sonny, why don't you introduce yourself for the audience? They all know us because we're the podcast host, but from our league, our friend, we're joined by Sonny.
Good afternoon, friends. I'm Sonny Patel, 28 years old, very sexually active, in case any young women are wondering. I'm AT&T customer service agent, and I want to make my pick. Absolutely, Caitlyn Jenner, most beautiful woman ever in the world.
Ugh. You fucking Caitlyn. All right, you do know the rules, Sonny.
I know the rules, buddy. I don't need no explanation on rules, okay, buddy? I'm picking Caitlyn Jenner.
Is this... I think we have to go to the rule book for this one. I know it's the commissioner of the league. I didn't bring it.
No. I don't want to hear the rule book. Not treating me like Al-Qaeda, okay? I'm making the pick, Caitlyn Jenner. Most beautiful little... Oh, want to rim her. Rimming her in my mouth. You know this?
Sonny, you're making me kind of throw up in my mouth.
I would let Caitlyn slide. I think she's a beautiful woman.
It's not a woman. Yeah, that's where we're on the fence about. Is this a legal pick or not? It's never been done before.
Oh, it's totally legal. But that goes to you, Taylor. I guess you get to be the deciding factor.
I got to dust off the rule book because this is unprecedented.
I thought you were going to say dust something else off.
Well, all right. You're sticking with Caitlyn Jenner, Sonny?
I'm absolutely sticking with Caitlyn Jenner. Let me tell you something. We make a drink called a mango lassi. I'm willing to let Caitlyn squat over my face and drip mango lassi down her rim into my mouth.
Oh, my God. Sonny, you're a sick fuck.
That's what I'm talking about.
Sonny Patel, ladies and gentlemen. All right, with the 5th pick, we've got Vladimir. Sometime often goes by the name as Vladim.
Nice to hear from you again. It's Vladim.
Vladim?
I'm thinking going with Angelica Houston on this pick.
Oh, God.
You're brutal. Brutal. Are you looking at pictures?
Vladim, I'm flipping through these pictures, and oh, my God, she is fucking disgusting. She has no neck. She looks like Slimer from Ghostbusters.
There is a movie called The Addams Family. You know this?
Yeah, that was like
She looks okay there, but we're talking now.
I mean, what year was the Addams Family? I'm looking it up. Addams Family was years ago, dude. So Angelica Houston, 5th pick.
Look at this.
And if she wins, you want her sitting on your face, or you thinking like maybe one of your later round picks would sit on your face if you win?
No, she's going to sit right on my face while I eat the sandwich kids like sunflower seeds. She can quiff them into my mouth, Lord, as well.
You are also a sick fuck, Vladim.
Maybe with the ranch flavored sunflower seeds, I might agree with Vlad.
she looks like Slimer from Ghostbusters.
Dude, she has no neck.
Oh, disgusting. All right, last and final pick. We've got our buddy Mark on the line. Thanks for calling in, Mark. Who's the pick, buddy?
This is Mark McGivory. I've got to go with a good, fine woman from Scotland, Judi Dench. Always James Bond's right-hand woman.
You know, these last 3 picks have been absolutely awful.
I'm feeling better and they're better reaches with Christy. Judi Dench. What would you do with Judy if you had, you know, 30 minutes of her time?
Well, I did grow up on a farm, and I wouldn't mind milking Judy and drinking her breast milk, if you're honest.
Oh, Lord. You are we have some sick fucks in our league, Amber.
Judy Dench terrifies me.
Straight milk or in your cereal?
No, I'd take it straight like a shot of Jamo.
I bet it's thick. Judi Dench. Mm.
A little, yeah, it probably curdles before it hits the glass.
She might be the ugliest human alive.
Oh, my God. I can't wait. So we'll do a little snake. You'll have the first pick in round two, but we're going to take that round and the future rounds offline. We really appreciate you guys joining us. It's been a fun little showing for our audience of round one, and we look forward to posting our results for the future rounds on our Instagram or Facebook. But thank you guys for joining us. We hope you guys have some good dreams tonight.
See you guys.
Always, always nice to hear from you, friends.
You're a sick fuck.
All right, so we've got another discussion here. We've talked about the old folks. We talked about the teen folks. And now we want to go into that little hybrid discussion where we've got people who are actually adults but act like babies. I don't know if you guys have seen this. A lot of people are really shocked or surprised when I even bring up this topic. But have you seen, this was several years ago now, but TLC put out a show. And at the moment, I can't recall what the name of the show is. It was like My Strange Addiction, yeah, weird. Crazy Obsession, yeah. Something along those lines. But it focused on this individual named Stanley. So they coined him as Stanley the Adult Baby. I don't have his last name in front of me. And they did this whole episode about this gentleman who is an adult. I think he was in his 30s at the time of filming. He goes to work like you or I, and I think he's a software engineer. And he has a normal day as an adult, and then he comes back home, and he turns into a fucking baby. And he does this by choice. So what happens is he comes home, and he puts on a onesie. He puts a fucking pacifier in his mouth. He starts to crawl on all fours. He's got a hired caretaker, maybe even two or three that rotate. But he has hired caretakers that come feed him with a spoon, like he's a fucking baby, with applesauce and baby food and stuff that you would feed a toddler or an infant. And he plays in a crib.
Golger? Is he doing the Golger?
He sleeps in a crib. He plays with blocks. He rolls around. And it's an interesting one because we call it a hybrid. We've talked about old people. We talked about teens again. Mm-hmm. So this is kind of on the border of like, where is the sensibility in this? So I wanted to get both of your takes on it. Is this a problem in America? Or do you appreciate the likes of it? I mean, let's hear. Do you guys have an opinion on this matter?
You know, I don't think it's quite a problem in America yet, but I don't quite get it. Because I took a little look at Stanley's blog, and on it he has a frequently asked questions, and one of the questions was, how can I make myself wet the bed? So what confuses me is that it's not like this was a natural disease that they had. It's something that they had to teach themselves. So Stanley's advice for how can someone make themselves wet the bed is, he said the obvious answer is to drink a lot and to don't use the bathroom before bed. There are hypnosis tapes and all that stuff out there. We don't really approve of using any means that will harm you medically. So
fucking
these people, yeah,
weirdo.
They're having to teach themselves weird. To wet the bed or to be a baby. It's not something that comes naturally as you'd like
That's
expect.
Bizarre.
You know,
That's really strange.
As you guys sit here and explain this fucking story to me, I don't get it. I don't understand.
It's not sensible.
I can't wrap my head around coming home from work as a regular adult and putting on a diaper and crawling around on all fours, have somebody change me as you just fucking shit your pants. You could be sitting in your shit too, mind you. I don't get it. I don't get... Even I know there's weird sexual fantasies out there. I understand that, but I don't get this.
So agree to disagree, buddy. Here's the thing.
So you're an adult
you're
baby?
Dude,
Amber, I think he's going to tell us something live on the air.
I'm about to reveal my deepest secrets. I'm not an adult baby yet. Anyways.
Yet.
But think about it. Excuse me. You have a hard day at work. You're tired, your eyes hurt, you got a headache, you know, you're just exhausted, you're stressed. You come home. What's the first thing you want to do? You just want to relax. To some people, being a baby is relaxing. I mean, think about the life of a baby. No worries in the world, right? So you just go back to that time where you really didn't have these worries.
They have worries, though, because they're real people.
That's a good point, but
is Stanley?
But in that time period, and it's, you know, it's a good portion of their day. It's when they get home, they throw on a diaper, shit themselves, lie around, they get changed. It's like you just get taken care of.
All right, so you come home
it
from
it seems relaxing.
You come home from work and you put your fucking diaper on and you crawl around and smack blocks, but then you realize I got to go to the grocery store. Does he go with the diaper or does he act?
I think he just stays and plays in his crib and the caretaker goes.
Do you think that your wife would be supportive of that, Taylor? Do you think she would be your caretaker or how would you find someone to change your little nappies?
I don't really care. I'm just giving my opinion. I would like to go home and play with blocks. I think it sounds nice.
If my wife had to change me and wipe my junk full of shit, I don't think it would fly.
Yeah, I think that's probably the struggle. I think more people would probably be open to it, but it's hard to find a caretaker.
He didn't have any trouble.
Yeah, I guess so.
He may, I mean, who knows what he pays him, but
it's
to
so
be
fucking weird.
It is weird, I will say that. But to be spoon fed, how nice does that sound? Just open your mouth, goo goo gaga. It sounds like a good time to me. A nice Friday evening, maybe once a week. I'll give it a shot and let you guys know. I'll come back with my report.
So we know that Stanley, he actually built his own baby crib and his own baby high chair or adult size baby high chair. But something that we've noticed lately is that there's actually stores for this now.
Yeah, so
weird.
Yeah, it is. This is a little out there, but maybe this is my shot to try it. So this place opened up and there's a lot of outrage and commotion around the opening. I think it opened within the last year and I won't say the name of it on air, but it opened about, you know,
one town away.
Yeah, it was about a year ago, but it was one town away, I believe, from me. So it's pretty much down the road from me. And this store is claims them that they're an adult baby store. So with that, you go to their website. They sell diapers and snappies and pants and underwear and everyday type stuff, whatever the hell that is. And you go to their homepage. They've got banners scrolling through the front, and it's got like Little's Gear subscription. More info starting at $30 with these little outfits. So these are outfits that adults come into this place to purchase. You can buy them online, it looks like. It looks like an e-commerce site.
I'm on their site now.
It's unbelievable, isn't it? This actually exists. So not only can you buy goods and clothing from them to satisfy your adult baby lifestyle when you get home from work, but you can also go and play with shit there that like a child would play with. So they've got blocks, yeah, as we've mentioned, and shit like that. Isn't that nuts?
It looks like, too, if you actually want to go to the store, you do have to set up like a private
appointment. I saw that. I did see that.
I mean, I might be more prone to walk in if it was not as private, but
just browse around.
I think what scares me more is what happens behind those private doors.
I don't know.
Like that. This is fucking weird.
They probably don't want people. There was like a huge commotion when this opened, and there were a lot of people like rioting outside the store. So they probably don't want people rushing the doors to come like be combative.
I want to ask you guys, what if you guys both put on adult diapers? Would you shit your pants? Would you try it?
On a long, long car ride when you don't have another choice. That actually might be kind of nice.
How long would you sit in it till you changed it?
I'd change it immediately.
Would you make your husband change it?
No, never.
Taylor?
Yes. Oh, man.
And then just point and laugh at her in her face.
It's the baby powder on. Yeah,
right. So, I don't know. It's just a wacky situation, but it's more prevalent than you think. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of fetishes out there.
I know, but this is a weird one. I'm glad that it was high. I don't know if stores like this existed before adult baby Stanley was, you know, promoted in the media. So I don't know if this kind of
Stanley could have helped, you know, promote this movement. You know,
Stanley sounds like somebody that Sonny Patel would draft.
Sonny was a sick fuck.
Sonny is a really sick
disgusting
fuck. All right, so we've had a lot of fun today. We're going to wrap up with, does sensibility really come with age, as a question to all three of us, because that's kind of been the theme for the whole show. So, Amber, thoughts on sensibility and aging after hearing all of our discussions today?
I would say I agree with that. I do think sensibility comes with age, but I think it comes in the way that you actually start to care less. And I think everyone sometimes could need that in their life. You know, as you get older, you start to care less about what people think. And I think that's a sensible way of thinking. What about you, Ryan?
I partly agree. I think I wish I could go back for a day right now, like, and do, you know, my late teens, early 20s with the knowledge that I have now. I think it'd be fun. I do agree with Amber with the older I get, the less I care about shit. And it's, I guess maybe mentally it's, I like it because I don't stress out about as much things as I once did. But looking at old people and their behavior and their habits in public, it scares the fuck out of me that I might become one of those complete asshole morons. I don't think old people really serve a huge purpose in life. They should be on their own island. And
I think they would like that too.
Yeah, probably. There should be a driving age limit at the very least, right?
Yeah, there's one
for youngsters. I mean, there should be one for old people because they are some of the worst drivers out there. But all right, I think those are both fair. I mean, I'm kind of in the same boat. It's like sensibility wise, no matter what the age, you're going to find fucking morons here and there, you know, young or old. So that kind of puts a wrinkle in everything. But I think to your point, Ryan, as I get older, I want less stress in my life. So I'm kind of just like trying. You live once, right?
Yeah.
So you kind of just want to go with the flow, I think, and not care about such petty little shit, you know? So that's why I'm kind of looking forward to being old. I mean, once I'm old, that's just, who gives a shit? Like,
yeah. Shit your pants if you want.
Shit your pants. Move on.
Yeah.
Have a nice day.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, we are sensible people. We hope you guys have enjoyed the show today. We've got a ton of fun stuff coming up in our next coming.
So keep fucking listening.
Keep fucking listening is the bottom line. We are sensible people. Have a good one, folks.
See you guys. Ya.